The mid-18th century struggle for the North American interior, traditionally chronicled as the French and Indian War, represents far more than a prelude to the American Revolution or a localized theater of the global Seven Years' War. To view this conflict merely through the prism of imperial geopolitics, or as a sequence of grand strategy maneuvers between the courts of Versailles and St. James, is to ignore the profound, transformative human catastrophe that unfolded across the Appalachian backcountry. The contested terrain of the Ohio River Valley was not a vacant, pristine wilderness waiting to be mapped by European cartographers, but a complex, deeply integrated human ecosystem where multiple cultures had coexisted, negotiated, and struggled for balance over generations. When the structural instabilities of this frontier economy finally collapsed into open warfare in the early 1750s, the resulting conflagration initiated a period of unprecedented trauma, characterized by the systematic uprooting of indigenous societies, the brutalization of frontier pioneers, the ruthless exploitation of marginalized laborers, and the permanent scarring of the natural environment. The violence of this period did not merely redraw the boundaries of empires. It fundamentally fractured the social fabric of the continent, leaving an enduring legacy of alienation and resentment that would dictate the terms of westward expansion for the next century. For the indigenous nations of the Ohio country, most notably the Shawnee, the Delaware or Lenape, the Mingo, and factions of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, the escalation of Anglo-French rivalry posed an existential threat that struck at the very core of their sovereignty and cultural survival. Decades prior to the war, many of these groups had already experienced the trauma of displacement, having been driven westward from their ancestral homelands along the Atlantic seaboard by the unrelenting pressure of British settlement and fraudulent land acquisitions like the infamous Walking Purchase of 1737. In the fertile valleys of the Ohio, Allegheny, and Monongahela Rivers, these refugee communities had painstakingly reconstructed their societies, establishing thriving towns, extensive cornfields, and sophisticated diplomatic networks based on the principles of the middle ground, a space of mutual accommodation where no single power held absolute dominance. The sudden intrusion of military infrastructure, marked by the construction of French forts like Presque Isle and Lebeuf, and the aggressive maneuvers of British land syndicates like the Ohio Company of Virginia, shattered this delicate equilibrium. Indigenous peoples found their homelands transformed into a geopolitical chessboard, their autonomy discarded by imperial administrators who viewed native territory as mere vacuum domicilium to be claimed through the erection of earthen ramparts and the planting of leap plates. The immediate consequence of this imperial encroachment was a devastating wave of forced migration and psychological trauma that rippled through indigenous communities long before the formal declarations of war in 1756. As French garrisons advanced from the north and British provincial forces pushed from the east, native villages were caught in a vice of impossible choices, forced to align with one imperial predator to stave off destruction by the other. This dynamic was tragically illustrated by the fracturing of internal tribal governance, as traditional consensus-based leadership structures disintegrated under the pressure of wartime diplomacy. The actions of figures like Tanagrisson, Domingo, Hafkin, demonstrated the immense strain placed on native leaders who attempted to leverage British alliances to maintain local hegemony, only to catalyze a cycle of violence that they could neither predict nor control. Following the opening skirmishes of the conflict, such as the violent encounter at Jumundo Glen and the subsequent capitulation of George Washington at Fort Necessity in 1774, the interior became a zone of total war. For the Delaware and Shawnee who chose to launch retaliatory strikes against the expanding British frontier, the cost was an agonizing cycle of displacement, as colonial punitive expeditions systematically targeted their civilian infrastructure, burning bark-walled longhouses, destroying meticulously cultivated orchards, and scattering communities into the depths of the western forests during the unforgiving winter months. This physical displacement was accompanied by a profound spiritual and psychological disorientation that deeply scarred the collective consciousness of the affected nations.